Hey guys, it's Thursday, and back in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 today, and this is Paul, and we know he had started with encouragement to the church of the Thessalonians, and today things take a little bit more of a serious turn, and I think that one thing we can do since we have short chapters here is sometimes to be able just to read the chapter. So let me read this chapter to you, and then we'll talk about it a little bit. He says this, concerning the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our being gathered to him, we ask you, brothers, not to become easily unsettled or alarmed by some prophecy, report, or letter supposed to have come from us, saying that the day of the Lord has already come. Don't let anyone deceive you in any way, for that day will not come until the rebellion occurs and the man of lawlessness is revealed, the man doomed to destruction. Now, he's talking here of the Antichrist. He will oppose and will exalt himself over everything that is called God or is worshipped, so that he sets himself up in God's temple, proclaiming himself to be God. So he is saying here that when the Antichrist does come, he will self-deify and say that he is God. Don't you remember that when I was with you, I used to tell you these things? And now you know what is holding him back, so that he may be revealed at the proper time. For the secret power of lawlessness is already at work, but the one who now holds it back will continue to do so until he is taken out of the way. And then the lawless one, which is the Antichrist, will be revealed, whom the Lord Jesus will overthrow with the breath of his mouth and destroy by the splendor of his coming. The coming of the lawless one will be in accordance with the work of Satan, displayed in all kinds of counterfeit miracles, signs, and wonders, and in every sort of evil that deceives those who are perishing. So it's saying that when the Antichrist comes, he will show lots of counterfeit miracles and signs and wonders, so people will be rather impressed. And then it says they perish because they refused to love the truth and so be saved. For this reason, God sends them a powerful delusion so that they will believe the lie, and so that all will be condemned who have not believed the truth, but have delighted in wickedness. But we ought always to thank God for you, brothers loved by the Lord, because from the beginning God chose you to be saved through the sanctifying work of the Spirit and through belief in the truth. He called you to this through our gospel, that you might share in the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. So then, brothers, stand firm and hold to the teachings we passed on to you, whether by word of mouth or by letter. May our Lord Jesus Christ himself and our God our Father, who loved us and by his grace gave us eternal encouragement and good hope, encourage your hearts and strengthen you in every good deed and word. So, Paul tells them, don't worry, the era of the Antichrist hasn't come yet. You know that it will still come. And a key attribute of the Antichrist will be deception. Now, let me just talk to you very quickly about some different theological stances about the Antichrist. So there are people out there called pre-tribulation believers, and a pre-tribulation believer believes that Jesus will come back in what we call the rapture. He will take all of those who are saved to heaven with him immediately, and that will start a seven-year period of time called the Great Tribulation, where things will become worse and worse and worse. During that Great Tribulation, at some point, people will have the opportunity to either take the mark of the beast on their bodies or not to, which will allow them to buy, sell, and trade. So a pre-trib person or pre-tribulation believer believes that Jesus will come, and then the 7 years of really bad stuff will happen where the Antichrist rises to power. Others are called mid-trib believers or mid-tribulation believers. And as you may have already guessed, the mid-tribulation would assume that Jesus is coming sometime in the middle of those 7 years, 3.5 years or so into that 7 years. And then there are people who are post-tribulation believers, and I might be oversimplifying this, but a post-trib person believes that all the people still on earth, even Christians, will go through the 7 years of the Great Tribulation, which we'll talk a lot more about when we get to Revelation later on this year, but that Jesus will come back at the end of that. So there's great debate on which it will be. I think most Christians probably fall into the pre-tribulation belief, and for many people, it's simply a matter that we don't want to be here when all that goes down. Anyways, Satan is powerful, and the Antichrist will be powerful, and he can do and will do some seemingly impressive things that will deceive many. He will come acting like a unifier, and that will be the exact opposite of what he will be. You know, Satan is in the deception business. He deceives good people all the time. There are millions of people in the world today who are deceived by Satan. Deceives people by trying to convince them that God's not there, or if God is there, there's lots of different ways to get to God, or even that there's lots of different gods. Satan has deceived people into thinking that God's word isn't fully true. He has twisted God's word to falsely claim things in the Bible that are clearly sin to convince them that it's not really what the Bible's saying about it. We see that all the time. Satan deceives people by convincing them that there's always time later to follow God, live life up. And those are a few of the hundreds of lies and deception that Satan does. Here's what I want to land on today. And there's two words that really stuck out in chapter 2 of 2 Thessalonians 2. And Paul tells the people in this church in Thessalonica, or Thessalonica, he says, stand firm. That's my encouragement to you today, because the world is falling apart very quickly around us. And as followers of Jesus, we are to stand firm. And when we stand firm, that means we've got our balance. We dig in. We've got a good base, a good foundation, and that foundation is Jesus. So today, whatever you run into, whatever deception, whatever enticement that Satan brings your way, stand firm. Be back with you tomorrow as we wrap up 2 Thessalonians.